We're visiting with OSU's Amanda Silva, and we've been talking about wheat because this has been kind of a crazy year with weather. And she and I had the opportunity to hear from folks at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed meeting. And man, it just seems like depending on where you live in Oklahoma, there's all kinds of wheat things happening right now.
Yes, yes. So some places in the state, it has been too wet. Some places it's too dry. We are praying for rain. Yes, some places we are seeing a heavier disease pressure, especially from stripe rust. And some are really disease free. So it's quite, yeah, it's quite different. It's a different year, I would say. It's, very interesting to see the wheat across the state.
Now, from the main things that I'm hearing, it's people are either really needing rain or that February freeze really hurt some of the wheat crops.
Yeah, so that February freeze really, I think one of the main things that it caused was to harm some tillering. So I would say that basically what we're seeing out there, it's some crops that are really thin. And I think it was more like the effect of that February freeze. And we did have in some locations that were already dried, and that February freeze came, and then maybe some areas received some rain. Okay, it got better. But then we had this late spring freeze. And when this late spring freeze came in, we were in some situations, we were about 3 weeks without any rain. So those areas that were already suffering from drought stress and had that freeze event coming in late April really, really are showing some stress now and possibly reduction in yield potential.
Have you found that it depends on, you know, like for these producers that did not get hardly any rain and are still not getting rain, are they planting varieties for that specific purpose? And is that kind of working? Is it a little bit better when they can plant, you know, drought resistant varieties?
I mean, usually what they do, they really look at varieties that do well in their region. And, you know, for people that are in those areas that, like, for example, in the Panhandle that usually don't get much rain, they have been planting varieties that are more drought tolerant. And so that is one of the strategies that they adopt. And it does, it helps, it works. However, we do need rain at some parts in the season, especially now when we are one of the parts when you're trying to set some grain. And now that we are going through that grain filling period. So even though we have some varieties that are tolerant, so the wheat still needs some kind of moisture to be able to fill the grain. But yeah, producers really pay attention to that, and they do really well at using varieties that are adapted to their region and their production systems.
Another interesting thing I thought that we learned were the differences in yields. I mean, we saw anywhere from some of the producers in the Panhandle having like a 15 yield with others having 45 to 50.
You know, and that is it. It's like some areas that did not get any moisture. It's really difficult.
So what else are you seeing as you got, because you guys have started your wheat tours. So what have been some of the main things that you've been seeing when you've been out and about at these wheat tours?
Yeah, so basically seeing all what was reported in the crop report, you know, some parts of the state, the wheat looks good. Northeast Oklahoma, last week we were at Afton. The wheat looked really good there. At the location we were not seeing much stripe rust, although we heard about reports and people in spraying fungicide for stripe rust. Some areas of the state, the wheat looks a little short. And that was basically because of those dry weeks, late May, early April. But, you know, some areas that have already received rain, we can see the difference. The wheat's looking, it's looking good. And some areas that we looked also, like Chickasha, we had some hail damage, some freeze damage. But overall, freeze damage has been minimal across locations that we have been seeing or that we have visited during the plot tours and also talking to people and, you know, producers and the agronomists that also did the crop reports. So freeze damage has been minimal. Disease pressure really varies. For example, Southwest Oklahoma, Altus that has been really dried, it's basically disease-free. But in Tipton that received more rain than Altus, you can see a heavier stripe rust pressure. So yeah, we are seeing different things across the state, but I would say that overall, the wheat, it's looking good considering all those factors that we have been facing during the growing season. I think the wheat's looking good.
Well, I know we don't usually have to talk about getting too much rain here in Oklahoma, but we had a few producers that did mention that. When you get too much rain, what does that do to the wheat?
Yeah. So for example, in the Northeast Oklahoma, that's it. They really need some dry days. So it's been rainy and it's also, it has been cloudy and it, you know, they do need some rain and, you know, that could cause, it could help to boost that stripe rust growth. So it makes it the environment more conducive for stripe rust. It could cause some lodging. And yeah, it's very strange to talk about too much rain.
Yeah, because we're usually just wishing for more rain, but there were some people across the state that they were like, man, we'd just like to see the sunshine a couple of days.
Yeah. But you know, like especially those locations that did not receive any rain, this cloudy days that we have had in the past, kind of cool weather and cloudy, it helped actually our crop for those areas that were really dry. I think that's actually what's been helping our wheat, because besides, you know, it was already a drought stress crop and we don't want it to be a heat stress crop. So it actually, this cloudy and cool weeks that we have had here in the past in some locations has really helped the wheat. So
I know you guys have the Lahoma wheat tour coming up on Friday, and that's where a lot of varieties are planted. What are you expecting to see out there?
Yeah, I mean, I really invite folks to come out there. We have the link for people to pre-register, and we'll be talking about over 50 varieties that we have in the variety trials this year. We're also going to, Dr. Carver, Dr. Hunger will also be talking about the breeding programs, and Dr. Hunger will be giving a disease outlook, and Dr. Manicheri talking about weed management. So I think it will be a very good event. I really invite people to come and listen about the varieties. We have several different and new varieties in the variety trials. So that'll be good.
Well, I can say for sure this has given you a lot to talk about for this wheat season, hasn't it, with all the weather and craziness we've had?
Yes.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.